At the entrance of the American Airlines Center, members of the site selection committee got the red carpet treatment, literally. They were met by cheerleaders for the Dallas Mavericks and Stars, and by two elephants representing the Republican Party's mascot.
I didn't wake up this morning thinking I was going to pet a couple elephants on the way into the arena, but that was certainly a nice touch, and, you know, only in Dallas.
National Republican Party Chair Reince Priebus and the site selection committee also got a taste of what it might be like to have their presidential nominee announced at the American Airlines Center. First, they watched Ronald Reagan's 1984 nomination in Dallas on the Jumbotron.
I hope we enjoy a victory that is the size of the heart of Texas.
Then confetti and balloons dropped from the rafters.
Balloons and cheerleaders and elephants, and Dallas does it big. What can I say?
But Enid Mickelson, chair of the site selection committee, has made it clear. Deciding among Dallas, Cleveland, Kansas City, and Denver will be a business decision. She and Priebus seem to be saying all the contenders have adequate hotels, transportation, arenas, and hometown spirit. So what's left? It might be the $60 million the host city must raise.
Each city has come up with a different way that they think they can get to that amount of money that we think it's going to take to put on the convention. So one of the things that we have to weigh out is how realistic are those plans and what confidence do we have in the various ways they've approached that.
Dallas says it would have access to $25 million the state makes available for big events, and it's already raised $20 million privately. It would need to raise another $15 million. That's where Dallas businessman Ray Washburn might come in. Washburn just happens to be the National Republican Party's finance chair. In other words, he knows how to raise money. And Mayor Mike Rawlings has announced Washburn would lead the host committee if Dallas is selected.
The $60 million to raise is not going to be an easy figure for anyone, but this is the strongest donor base we have in the whole country is based in Dallas.
Ray Hunt and Trammell Crow are among the big Republican donors showing their support by hosting events during the visit. Dallas will find out in August if its collection of contributors and its flair for the fantastic help seal the deal. That's when the Republican National Committee plans to announce its choice. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.